And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the Omnibus Edition of Huntsford.
Hello, Sam. Oh, hi, Mario. Sam didn't say you were coming for lunch.
I won't stay for lunch.
Of course you will. Charlotte, set another place for lunch, will you? Mario's here.
Mum, come in here. We've got something to tell you.
What's happened? You both okay?
We're fine. When we were on holiday, I asked Sam to marry me.
And I accepted. So, we're engaged.
Oh, that is a surprise.
A good one, I hope.
Oh, of course. It's just that we're both quite young to be getting married.
Well, we're not getting married straight away. We need time to plan the wedding and save up.
Even so, it's a big decision. Are you sure you've thought it through?
Yes. We know we're right for each other, and that's what matters.
Right. This calls for champagne. I'm sure we've got a bottle somewhere.
And I need to finish making lunch. It'll be about 5 minutes.
They're not exactly over the moon, are they? Particularly your mum.
Don't take any notice of mum. She's had a thing about making the most of being single, and she was ancient when she married Dad.
Yeah, but she was way younger than you when she got pregnant, so she can hardly talk.
Yes, and look how that turned out. She's just being protective, that's all.
I still think they'd be happier if I had a dad in the golf club, or great prospects like Robbie.
Robbie? He just works for his dad.
In a very successful garage, which will be his one day. He's going to be minted.
I never thought about Robbie like that.
No, you're not a gold digger, but I bet your parents did.
Well, who cares what they think? I never felt anything for Robbie like I do for you. I love you, and we're getting married. That's all that matters.
Oh, that was an excellent curry.
Oh, certainly was. I've got to be going, though.
Why? What's the hurry?
Well, I've got a tricky job tomorrow on a TVR. They can be temperamental, so I need to get a good night's sleep.
A TVR. I can just imagine driving through France with the top down and the wind in my hair.
Oh, do you know how many miles they do to the gallon?
Of course, but a girl can dream.
Yeah, but if you're buying a classic car, you've got to think about the fuel economy.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing, though. I'm not buying one, sadly.
Yeah, but you saw lots of cars you liked at the classic car rally.
Yeah, true, but there was nothing I could afford.
Oh, they were all in prime condition, that's why. You can pick up a classic car quite cheaply if you're prepared to restore it.
Well, I know a fair bit about classic cars, but I couldn't restore one.
I could. Hey, why don't we buy one together and I'll restore it?
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. We'd be partners.
Oh, that's right. Two friends in a business partnership.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Let's get started looking for our dream car right away.
Hi, Fee. Fancy coming back to mine for a takeaway, bottle of wine and a catch-up?
Oh, sorry, Chantal. I'm going out with James tonight.
Ah, the hunky eye surgeon. How are things going?
Really well. He's perfect in every way, if you get my drift.
You mean you've...
Yes, we have. He stayed over at mine a few times.
Oh, have you been to his place?
Not yet. He takes me out, drives me home and stays the night. No reason for me to go to his.
Fee, how much do you really know about this guy?
Enough. He's a good-looking, intelligent, successful eye surgeon. Works for me.
But how do you know he's telling the truth? He could be anyone.
He drives a new BMW, wears designer clothes, and takes me to expensive restaurants, so he must be earning loads.
My David had all that, and I ended up with his debts.
Oh, this is different. James will be the perfect father for my baby, and that's all I want from him.
Just don't rush into anything.
We're going on a luxury mini break, and I've planned it for the right time of the month.
Fiona, I really think you should wait until you know more about him.
I've wasted enough time already.
Making a baby is a huge thing, Fee. You can't just...
Look, I appreciate your concern, but my mind's made up. I want to live my life, I want a baby, and I want to go for it straight away.
Ah, good evening, PC Evans. What can I get you?
I'm after a favour, actually. Would you mind putting up this poster for the Huntsford Cycling Club?
Huh, didn't know we had one.
We don't. I'm setting one up.
Huntsford Cycling Club. Get fit, make friends and have fun. Is this a community policing thing?
No, nothing to do with the police. I just want to get back into cycling.
Are you any good?
Well, I used to do cycle patrols at work before they put us in patrol cars. And I've competed in a few cycling challenges.
Ah, so is it just for Lycra warriors like yourself then?
No, it's for everyone. I want to get people using their bikes for going to work and instead of the school run. I'll be organising club rides too.
You know, when I was in Holland a wee while ago, there were bikes whizzing about everywhere. I nearly got run over a few times.
Well, that's what we want. Not people getting run over, obviously. People getting out of their cars, exercising and helping the environment.
We could do with losing some of the cars for the town centre.
So, would you be interested in joining?
I didn't think so. I haven't ridden a bike since I was a bairn. Look at me. I'm out of shape and always rubbish at sport.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be doing sessions for beginners and people taking it up again. And for seniors as well. It'll improve your fitness, Duncan.
Not so much of the senior. I'll pass, though. Thanks all the same.
But it's still all right to put up the posters?
Oh, be my guest, Constable. There's a lot of my punters could do with the exercise.
Hi, Robbie. The chief said I should get you to check the job when I'd finished.
The spark plug replacement on the transit?
That's the one.
First time you've done one of those on your own?
Yes, but they taught us how to do it in college.
It's different though, doing it for real. You can't expect to get it right the first time. Let's see how you've done.
Oh, no pressure there then.
Everything feels tight, connections look okay, all the wiring's tidy, and you kept it clean.
Well, I took it step by step.
Yep, it all looks good. Can you start the engine?
Sure thing.
That's sweet.
Oh, sounded like a bag of loose spanners when it came in.
Turn the engine off.
Okay.
That's a pretty good job. Looks like they taught you well in college.
No, I tried to be a model student.
Well, you get an A from me this time. I'll let Dad know.
Thanks. What should I do next?
I'll have a look in the appointments book. We'll make a mechanic of you yet.
Thanks, Robbie. It's good to be learning a new trade.
Oh, hi, Chantel.
Hi, Mario. I thought you weren't in till later.
I needed to pick up some band stuff. I left it here by mistake. By the way, have you seen the latest download stats for the song?
Yes, I can't believe it. I wish Dave could see them.
Also, the viewing figures for the TV show are really good.
Yeah, so I hear.
And someone's done this mad dance routine to the song on TikTok, and now everyone's copying it.
So my lawyer tells me. Is that what they mean by going viral?
Yeah, it doesn't bring in any royalties, but it gets a song noticed and encourages people to buy it.
Not only that, apparently people are getting interested in Dave's back catalogue, and his old record label is talking about re-releasing his albums.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yes. Dave would have been really pleased.
So, what are the royalties like then?
I don't know yet. It probably won't be a huge amount. I only get a small percentage of the profits.
But the song's massive. Even if it's only a tiny percentage, the money's gonna come rolling in.
Let's wait and see. I'm not counting my chickens.
Do you have any idea when you'll know?
Oh, apparently these things take ages. At least a few months.
I suppose that figures. What with all the admin and legal stuff. Still, I reckon it's going to be a lot more than you expect.
Season 4, episode 49 was written by Helen Cooley and 50, Tim Latham. Sam was played by Chloe Fabian. Season 4, episode 49 was written by Helen Cooley and 50, Tim Latham. Sam was played by Chloe Fagan-Webb, Mario Tony Irving, Raymond Ben West, Charlotte Tina Yates, Bob Roger Ems, Judy Sonia Anderson, Fiona Angie Pike, PC Evans Jilly Young, Duncan John McCusker, Dan Pete Warman, Robbie Mike Took, and Chantelle Becky Zarate. Post production engineer Sue Rodwell Smith. Sounds HCR Signed Library and freesound.org. Unsworth's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell Smith, Hunsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.